Justin is calling from Salt Lake City. Justin, welcome to the program.
Hi. Hey, Mike. Yeah, I am from Salt Lake City, but guess what? I'm not a Mormon.
Not a Mormon, okay.
Yeah. I just had a funny story to tell you. It's not really funny. It's
hold it just a second, Justin. Let me do a break here, and we'll come back and hear your story. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Nova M Radio
on 1480 KVHX.
To share with you, but I guess not. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. Dan is calling. No, not Dan. I'm sorry. Justin is calling. We were just talking, and I put you on hold. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Tell me the story.
I was at a car dealership in town, right? Uh-huh. And I have an Obama shirt on right now, and I've been wearing it all day because I voted this morning. But as soon as I get to the car dealership and I start looking around for cars, these two guys come out, right? One of them's what I like to call a killer, which is a salesman.
Yeah.
And the other guy with them is a PR guy, right?
Right.
And they come to talk to me, and they're like, "How you doing, sir? You know, I noticed you're wearing an Obama shirt." Yeah. "The client here is primarily conservative, so could you please take that shirt off or wear another shirt or do something?" Can you believe that?
Yeah, sure I can believe it.
I mean, I know it's Utah, but...
Well, in any place. I mean, that could happen in Georgia. It could happen in upstate New York. It could happen in California.
Exactly.
So what did you do?
So I promptly left, and I told all of my friends never to go back to that place ever again.
Now, why were you there?
I was looking for a car.
Oh, you were going to buy a car?
Yeah, yeah.
And they said that to you?
Yeah, I've been walking around the lot for a little while, and then these two guys came up to me.
I thought maybe you were there to, like, sell them something. You were a salesperson or something.
No.
Okay, so you were there as a buyer person.
Uh-huh.
And as hard up as car dealerships are now, they told you that someone would be offended by your Barack Obama T-shirt?
According to them, yeah, the client, the guy that owns the building or whatever.
Oh my God! Well, good for you for just leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess what I would have done. Of course, this is easy to say after the fact.
Yeah.
I would have taken off the T-shirt and said, "Oh, I'm terribly sorry." And then I would have found the most expensive car on the lot. I would have told them I was a cardiologist.
Mm-hmm.
I would have found the most expensive car on the lot.
Yeah.
And said, "You know, I really like this. As a matter of fact, I want to get one for my wife. What kind of a deal will you make me on two?" And I'll let them make the deal. And then, you know, just get them both almost sexually aroused because of what was about to happen. And then at the last minute, I'd say, "Oh, listen, I've got an appointment. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go away."
Yeah.
And then leave. But you see, that's easy for me to say in retrospect. It's always easy to do things. I do that all the time. I get in a situation like that, and, you know, I just say, "Okay, never mind, goodbye," and I leave. And then I think, as I'm driving home, "God damn, I should have done this and this and this and this and this, and really stuck it to them."
Yeah.
But, you know, in the moment, I guess the best thing you can do is just turn around and walk away, right?
See, honestly, it pissed me off.
Well, I would hope to shout.
Yeah.
I would hope to shout it would piss you off. Of course it would. The audacity.
I gave the guy a look. You know, I was like, are you kidding me?
All right. Well, Justin, thanks for checking in. Okay.
That's no problem.
That's a good story. I appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Was he just supposed to walk around shirtless?
I guess that's what...
I mean, just in his... It wouldn't have pissed off any customers or driven away any clients.
"You're here to buy a car? We don't want your money. We're flush. Don't you understand?"
Walking around with, you know, just his pants on. That wouldn't have been disturbing in a completely different way.
All right, now stop. You're pretending...
What if he'd had Obama pants on?
You're pretending...
Sir... We need you to take off your pants.
You're pretending like there's some sort of logic in the situation, you know. Justin did about the only thing he could do without being arrested. Dan is calling from Franksville, Wisconsin, listening on the mic.